I don't think you're screwed up, Sally tells her sister. A white lie doesn't count if you cross your fingers behind your back, or if you tell it so that someone you love will stop crying.
Ha!
Jillian's voice breaks in two, like a hard piece of sugar. I'm really happy that you're here. This isn't an outright lie. No one knows you like a person with whom you've shared a childhood. No one will ever understand you in quite the same way.
Oh, yeah, right.
Jillian blows her nose on the sleeve of her white blouse. Antonia's blouse, actually, which she borrowed yesterday, and which, because it fits her so well, Jillian has already begun to consider her own. Seriously, Sally insists. I want you to be here. I want you to stay. Only from now on, think before you act. Understood, Jillian says. The sisters embrace and get up off the grass. They mean to go inside the house, but their gaze is caught by the hedge of lilacs. That's one thing I don't want to think about, Jillian whispers. We just have to put it out of our minds, Sally says. Right, Jillian agrees, as if she could stop thinking about him. The lilacs have grown as high as the telephone wires, with blooms so abundant some of the branches have begun to bow toward the ground. He was never even here, Sally says. She would probably sound more sure of herself if it weren't for all those bad dreams she keeps having, and the line of earth beneath her fingernails that refuses to come clean. This, plus the fact that she can't stop thinking about the way he stared up at her from that hole in the ground.
Jimmy who?
Jillian says brightly, even though the bruises he left on her arms are still there, like little shadows. Sally goes inside to wake Antonia and wash the breakfast dishes, but Jillian stays where she is for a while. She tilts her head back and closes her pale eyes against the sun and thinks about how crazy love can be. That's how she is, standing barefoot in the grass with the salt mark of tears left on her cheeks and a funny sort of smile on her face, when the biology teacher from the high school unlatches the back gate so he can come around and give Sally the notice about the meeting in the cafeteria on Saturday night. He never gets beyond the gate, however. He's stuck there on the path as soon as he sees Jillian. And from then on, whenever he smells lilacs, he'll think about this moment. How the bees were circling above him. How purple the ink on the leaflets he's been distributing suddenly seemed. How he realized all at once just how beautiful a woman can be.